Two Mormons found dead, they both were shot in the head. Two Mormons found dead, yeah, two Mormons who ate lead. What shall we do about it? Go to the cops and shout it. Shovel dirt up on their face. Find their address, rob their place. Two Mormons stone cold, their bodies are days old. No screaming, no moans, flesh rotting off their bones. What can we do to help them? Kick and smack and punch and belt them. Photograph them while they bleed. Get some paint and spray them green. Two Mormons on ice, heat them up and serve with rice. Two Mormons lying still, hurry up and eat your fill. Who do we get to come grieve? How do we make the flies leave? Have a mouthful, don't throw up. Load your plate and fill your cup. Two Mormons found dead, two Mormons shot in the head, with their Bibles in their hands, two Mormons in the sand. Two Mormons, yeah, two Mormons, two Mormons, yeah, two Mormons, two Mormons, yeah, two Mormons, two Mormons found dead.
Did I mention that they had been sexually molested too?
Done.
So here we are in beautiful downtown. Fuck me up the ass and, kitty, 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 kitty. Come here, cat. Come on over here and spray my ass, won't you, you stupid piece of flying fucking shit. But anyway, I just guess the creative ego is down tonight or something. Is this thing on? Is it working? Hello? Testing. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me out there? Can you hear me? Am I coming in? Oh, that's great. That makes me very, very happy, and I'm serious about that, let me tell you. Anyway, you're listening to the Chip Crawford Radio Show, and absolutely nothing is happening right now. I'm just kind of like talking off the top of my head, just sort of, well, talking off the top of my head, as they say. Not much to say. Not much to say. But I'll say it anyway. I'm absolutely sick of this. This is just like really pissing me off. Let me try this song.
He grabbed at the children with candy in hand and opened his coat to show them his gland. They chuckled and snickered and bantered with glee, and the smallest one there started sucking his knee. Enough, said the man, and the children piped down. Get out of here now, I don't want you around. The children ran home, and the man closed his coat. He fluttered his ears, and he cleared out his throat. He went,
When the widow offered Matt $100, he knew she wanted more than a handyman.
I love you, Matt.
I love you, Marilyn.
There was only one thing in the world that Matt was sure of, and that was his deep affection and adoration for his beloved Marilyn.
Do you love me, Matt?
I love you, Marilyn.
This got him into considerable difficulties in the outside world.
Say, Matt, what do you think about this trouble in Argentina?
I think I love Madeline very much.
Meanwhile, Larry the Donut, Madeline's teenage new wave gourmet chef, was serving up his finest punk rock dinner. Powdered donuts,
sizzling toad juice,
psychedelic clown nipples, smothered in skippies, strippies, hey, but the dee da da dee da da dee da hind da da dee da da dee da 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 doy, hey, da da dee da da dee da 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 mime bime, dee da 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 dee da 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 doy, hey, da 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 dee da 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 bang bang doy doy, yam on a dee da 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 dee da da bo, hey, da 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 dee da doodle da 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 da, hey, da 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 dee da doodle da da day, hey, da 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 dee da doodle da da do, hey, da 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 dee da 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 da, hey, na 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 dee da doodle da da do da 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 bing bang bo da 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 dee da da bang.
Larry, Larry,
Larry, Larry, Larry the donut, what a fairy, Larry the donut, you think that you're really quite cool, you stay up to one masturbating, what fun, and you smoke pot in the alley at school, what a fool you are, Larry.
Tell me, would you rather have been given an embarrassing first name at birth, or presently be suffering from a case of herpes?
Here comes the moment, it lingers hesitantly. Here comes the moment, a whisper in the night to me, and I really don't know who my postman is. And I really don't know where my cufflink is. And I really don't know who our spacemen are. And I really don't write my mom enough. And I really don't think of dog food that much. And I really don't know the guy next door. And I really can't stand it when Madeline snores. And I really don't know if I can get it up. And I really think you better shut the fuck right up. And I'm waiting through time, oh, waiting through time, oh, waiting through time, waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting till the day I croak.
Yes, well, yes. I've been meaning yes, to I've been meaning. With you, Dr.
Yes,
Speak.
Yes, exactly.
Certainly.
Oh,
of
certainly.
Course.
Exactly.
And how is the herpes?
Herpes! Herpes, herpes, herpes!
He had the herpes. Was it from Larry? I guess the herpes. Larry the donut. Only a mild case, but still the herpes. And now the doc asks, how is the herpes?
That's cleared up. A long time ago, in fact. But now, Doctor, I have the stomach stew and a nagging footache to back. Suddenly, from nowhere, a shadow emerged, and all the lights went out into darkness. We were submerged, and from the depths of all our sins and sinfulness combined, the lily-livered jazz bud, all covered with wet slime, attacked us with its blue nose, and hit us in its face. And before the night was through, it had sponged away my face. I say the lily-livered jazz sponge had done slurped away my face.
Chapped hands, rubber bands, sour milk and prostate glands, greens, spleens, and jelly beans, weenie stew and hot tureens, signs, pines, Venetian blinds, dead raccoons and long clotheslines, prudes, nudes, and angry broods, breakfast foods of any kind, hula hoops and chicken coops, tomato soup and dachshund poop, whining cries of orange bow ties, female clothing of any size, standing dodging large raindrops, I'm smashing dirty Dixie cups, smash away.
Douglas is so ordinary. Douglas has a friend named Larry. Larry watches his TV. Dynasty and Mr. T. Douglas has a quadruped. Larry, he still wets his bed. Douglas plays his stereo and dances with his G.I. Joe. Doug and Larry are best friends. They follow all the hipper trends. Before they go on double dates, they spend the day just lifting weights. Douglas, he looks tired and worn. Larry's shattered, ego's torn. No one knows the reason why, but Doug and Larry want to die.
Oh, oh, those nightmares. Oh, those dreams. I think I'm going to lose my mind. I wake up screaming.
Do ba dee dee da da dum. Do da dee 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 dee. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
When they go to sleep at night, in their dreams the insects bite. Larry howls and writhes in pain. Douglas wakes up half insane, douses water on his face, calls up Larry at his place, asks him if he dreamed again, the dream that seems to scare both men. Larry's sitting in his puddle, his face is stark, his thoughts are muddled, wonders why he dreams the dream. Did the neighbors hear him scream? Douglas joins him in the yard. The two men get into his car, their sleepless voices void still filled with fright. They disappear into the night. Oh, those nightmares. Oh, those dreams. I think I'm going to lose my mind. I wake up screaming. Douglas holds on to the wheel, rounding corners, tires squeal. Larry seated next to Doug, winding pavement, tires hug. They speed along the mountain edge, toward the steep and final ledge. With their fear so nightmare near, they sail into the atmosphere. Once I loved you, now I don't. I show your photo to the guys. They all whistle, grin and chuckle, see the envy in their eyes. You don't warrant my attention. You can't handle my advice. I keep trying to guide your karma. You don't listen, that's not nice. But I can see you with dead precision on my mental television. A sort of psychic atomic fission. I tune you when you're in my vision. I tune you when you're in my vision. I tune you when you're in my vision. Forces from the universe control me. I I am not the keeper of my fate. Once I get the mental process going, I can keep on track all night and day. Can we but damage the passage of time? If we're to manage, we might as well give up now. Yours are the questions, the answers are mine. I've got the vision, division of time. I've got the power, so we might as well give up now. We might as well give up now. You don't know it, but I've seen you when you thought you were all alone. I keep trying to reach your spirit. You don't hear my anxious tone. Once I loved you, now I don't. I talk about you all the time. Oh, mental image of you with him makes me wish that you were mine. But I can see you with dead precision on my mental television. A sort of psychic atomic fission. I tune you in, you're in my vision. I tune you in, you're in my vision. I tune you in, you're in my vision.
So we might as well give up now.
Think about it, cat vomit is so tasty. I can't live without it, cat vomit. See the rising steam, doon 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 doon. Cat vomit, I spoon it on ice cream.
Oh, Rose, I love you so much.
I was just recording a song, and I was in the middle of it, and it is, let me see, about 3:45 in the morning, and the lady below me was awakened by the noise I was making, and she grabbed her broom, and she proceeded to hit her ceiling with the broom repeatedly until I turned my stereo down. And she did this right in the middle of the song that I was recording, thusly ruining the song that I was trying to put down on my master tape. But in a moment I will play you the excerpt where she interrupted, and you can hear that her banging of the broom on the ceiling was far noisier than the noise I was making. She does this often, you know, and it's something, I don't know, out of a 1950s situation comedy, a Blondie comic strip or something. I can't imagine people really doing this in real life, but there she is, a 70-year-old lady with bright red lipstick and a white fright wig, and nothing better to do in her life than to annoy us and constantly be agitated by every little thing that we do, such as wake up, breathe, live. And I think, personally, that the best thing for her would be to take that broom and turn the handle the other direction and start using a little up and down motion, and I think she'd get far more satisfaction out of that. Maybe possibly even cure... Hello? Testing. Possibly even cure... Let's try that again. And I think that probably the best thing for her... Try that again. And I think that the best possible thing for her to do would be to take that broom stick and turn it the other direction and thrust it up and down and possibly cure some of those frustrations and make her a far happier person. Who knows? However, if she doesn't do that and she keeps hitting her ceiling with it, I'm going to come down there and do a little bit of thrusting myself with that broom handle and see how far down her throat I can jam that splintered piece of wood. But anyway. So did you watch Disney Channel the other night? They showed Son of Flubber. Now there's a film, Son of Flubber. There's a film that you want to take the whole family to. Doesn't it make you want to reach in your pocket for $5 right now and get in the car and go to the movies? Son of Flubber. With that, screen idol himself, Fred McMurray. You remember Fred, don't you? Fred McMurray. A great role in Double Indemnity. I don't know what happened to him. He went downhill from that point on. Always having, well, Chip, sure, you can have your allowance, Chip. Sure, Ernie. Sure, Tramp. Sure, Uncle Charlie. Frankly, I think the guy's a drip. I think everything he's ever done is kind of overshadowed by his ears. I don't know. I just can't tell you. But Fred McMurray in Son of Flubber. The premise of this movie, he invents some sort of rubber substance that bounces. And let's use it in basketball. Let's use it in football. Come on. I mean, I can think of a hell of a lot more interesting things to do with a piece of rubber that can bound 90 feet in the air than use it in a basketball game. Jesus Christ. Probably what I would do is I would probably coat the tires of Rose's car with this stuff, and as soon as she bangs into the next shopping mall curb, send her car 40 or 50 feet down the road. Anyway, I don't know, just talking randomly off the top of my head, which is a hard thing to do because normally I talk through my mouth, you know. It's like this. I wanted to see what would happen if I left the microphone running and I just talked into the microphone and sort of spewed forth all sorts of malapropisms. Talk. You're dazed, confused, trapped in a world you had no choice. You're dazed, confused, trapped in a world that you had no choice over. A void, an eternity, a foreign substance, a soil, a stain, a garbage disposal, a man coming to your back door with a bill that you never paid. A garbage disposal. A man coming to the back door, delivering a package. A man at the back door with a knife, ready to slit your throat and rape your children, kill your dog and eat all the jello in your refrigerator. A man, a strange man, a mysterious man, a man named Carlos, a man from the Riviera, a man whom you've never met before in your entire life, a man who will change the light bulbs in your house, even though they have not burnt out yet, a man who has seen Murder on the Orient Express 15 times, a man who can count to 15 using all the fingers on one hand, a man who was born mental deficient, a man who was born into poverty, a man who was born in a cornfield somewhere in Minnesota. This is the story of your life. Carlos, the man with diapers on his shoulder, the man with nothing in his shoes, the man with nothing in his nose, the man with Q-tips in his back pocket. That's why he has nothing in his nose. Q-tips are wonderful. Ask Carlos, he'll tell you. This is the story of a mysterious moonlit night when a mysterious man named Carlos went on a mysterious mission that was so mysterious we can't even divulge it to you. This is the story of a package of marshmallows that had gone stale and were hard and crusty. This is the story of a loaf of bread that soon became cement.
Do 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 do
cat vomit.
I do 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 do, 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 do. Cat vomit. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
love some of my socks. Cat vomit makes me hungry when I think about it. Cat vomit is so tasty, I can't live without it. Cat vomit. See the rising steam. Cat vomit. I spoon it on ice cream. Cat vomit. What's left of some fat mouse? Cat vomit. It's melting in my mouth. Cat vomit makes me hungry when I think about it. Cat vomit is so tasty, I can't live without it. Cat vomit. Ooh. Cat vomit. Ooh. Cat vomit, ooh, cat vomit, ooh, cat vomit, ooh,
cat vomit. What are you doing with cat vomit, on your bed? Ooh, fess up!
Cat vomit.
All right, I confess. Ooh, I ate a cat last night.
Cat vomit, ooh, cat vomit, da la 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 la. Cat vomit, la 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 la. Cat vomit, la 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 la. Cat vomit, la 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 la. Da 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 da. Cat vomit.
Ice cream.